Universal Epic Universe, opening in 2025 at Universal Orlando Resort, will open new portals to fantastical worlds, one being the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Ministry of Magic. Here's everything you need to know about it. Universal Epic Universe is the much-anticipated new theme park coming to Universal Orlando Resort, where fans can traverse five different immersive worlds, including Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Burke, Super Nintendo World Trademark, and Dark Universe. From the dazzling elegance of 1920s Paris to the classic British charm of the 1990s British Ministry of Magic, enthusiasts will be able to explore iconic settings from the Fantastic Beasts and Harry Potter films, teeming with authenticity, fresh shops, fresh restaurants, fresh entertainment, and a fresh for real ride, all with a continental flair. Absolutely. Let's start in 1920s Paris. Fans will be instantly whisked away to a different time and place as they step into Place Cachet, a magical enclave of Paris. Inspired by the opulent settings from Fantastic Beasts, this is the French capital with a wizarding twist. Visitors can stroll down cobblestone streets lined with shops, cafes, and enchanting details. Every tiny element has been meticulously crafted. You can even overhear conversations between French witches and wizards as you wander through the streets. As showcased in Fantastic Beasts, prepare for an extraordinary recreation of the enigmatic wizarding circus, Le Cirque Arcanus. Fans will have the chance to explore the theatre, encountering live performers, puppets, and special effects just like a real circus. However, this one has a unique twist. Here, you'll encounter magical creatures and meet characters such as the Ringmaster and a brand new character exclusive to the park. And who knows, perhaps a certain person might make an appearance as well. You're in for quite a show, and after all that excitement, you'll likely need a moment to recharge. Extend your Parisian adventure with a visit to Café L'Air de la Sirène, a stunning eatery decorated with Art Nouveau mosaics and carved marble accents. Herbology enthusiasts will appreciate the display of magical flora and fauna from the wizarding world. And since this is Paris, don't forget to treat yourself to a delectable pastry. For a hearty dinner, head to Le Gobelet Noir, nestled deep within the wells of Place Cachet. This enigmatic tavern is known to attract dark witches and wizards. Inspired by medieval architecture, the pub features ancient beams and time-worn relics with carvings left by past patrons. Or perhaps you're in the mood for a magical libation? If so, Bar Moonshine is an American-styled bar designed to be a home away from home for visiting US witches and wizards. Yes, they have an expat bar. And before you ask, of course you'll be able to enjoy a friendly flagon of butterbeer during your visit. That is simply the wizarding way. After your adventures in 1920s France, it's time to head towards the Paris Metro Flux station, where you'll arrive in 1990s London. During this stopover, you'll experience the sensation of travelling via the Flux network, the magical transport method of witches and wizards through fireplaces. You'll be engulfed in the Metro Flux before arriving at your next destination, a familiar grand atrium known as the Heart of British Wizarding Government, the Ministry of Magic. And now for the ride, Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry. This groundbreaking new attraction is set in the period just after the Battle of Hogwarts in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Here's the story. Order has been restored at the Ministry of Magic after its corruption by Lord Voldemort's followers, and now it's time for those responsible to be held accountable. And here's something you'll love. The despicable Dolores Umbridge is finally being put on trial. Yes, you'll get to witness the cruel, pink-loving, former headmistress of Hogwarts stand trial for her crimes during Lord Voldemort's rise to power. Board a lift to the courtroom where you'll see many familiar characters at the hearing, as if Harry, Ron and Hermione would ever miss this. Imagine this. The delicate balance is constantly shifting, with Umbridge managing to escape the ministry with the help of Death Eater survivors. Their sinister plan involves time-turners to bring back Voldemort's reign of terror. But fear not, for you have a crucial role to play. Join forces with the Golden Trio and Higgledy to capture Umbridge and set things right. it promises to be an exciting journey ahead. As much as we hate to say goodbye, there's one more stop on your wizarding adventure. Tour en Flou awaits you, where you can collect some magical keepsakes. So from Paris to London, get ready for a magical blend of the familiar and the new. There are countless enchanting details waiting to be discovered. I'm so excited for this to be opening at Epic Universe. If you haven't already done so, get in touch using the links in the show notes to start planning your trip. Epic Universe, your Orlando insider gurus, are waiting to help you have a totally magical experience.